So we have to know the healthy urges and unhealthy urges. When we don't know the healthy urges, how we can differentiate with the unhealthy urges? So our main aim is that to realize with the healthy urges. And to realize the healthy urges, you need to focus about healthy practices. Otherwise, it's difficult. You might out of balance at this stage. But you need to balance. But there's a two way to balance. Okay, I have many time I'm going to stool. So this is, when you have an urge to go to stool, should never suppress. Whether it is the condition of diarrhea. Because this is also not good. Because something your body want to clean out. So suppression is not the right way, but you need to look the solution also. Why I have excessive diarrhea? Why I have excessive urination? Why I have excessive yawning? Why I have excessive burp or wind? So you need to look the cause when you compare. Because something which is knowing you, that is excessive. But if your mind does not accept a normal, natural process, then this is your rajasic bhava of your outer consciousness brain, that you don't want to listen anything which you not feel good in the material pleasure. Yes. Sneezing. What happens when you sneeze? You blow your nose very strongly. You know, when you're sneezing. You're talking about sneezing? So, when the sneeze comes, you blow the nose very strongly. Why? It's not normal. It's abnormal. Because there is some mucus particle or some toxins accumulated in the nostrils, the last edges of the nasopharynx, then it gets itchy. And when it gets itchy, so this is natural tendency of the body to clean it out. That's why the local prana, local vyana linked up with udana, and you take oxygen, you breathe more and then you blow it out. So that mucus, sometimes slime, phlegm, and sometimes some carbon particles, sometimes nothing comes out, but you just feel relaxed because something goes out. So that's help in that to bring out the toxin. And if you stop that, this is making too much noise or it's going to be some mucus, so you hold it and just do it, then this carbon particles remains there, which make the headache, migraine, sinusitis, the local area problem of the particular organ. Yes. The people, when they not feel slightly clear here, they feel slightly heaviness here, or some physicians told them, take a sneeze if you have a headache. At that point, they sneeze actually. They do this thing artificially. But natural sneeze just come. But morning time, if you have a regulated principle for cleansing your nose, eyes, throat and ear according to the manual, then these things will not disturb. These sneezing is a sign that your passage of waste product is not clear. It's have lubricated with the dry stools, the dry waste products, the passages. We have all the passages when we release the natural urges. The passages of nose, the passages of ear, these are the passages of rectum, the passages of urethra, the passages of menstruation cycle, the passage of mouth, the tongue, the salivary gland. These all are pores, sweat glands. These all are the pores. And if the pores passage is not neat and clean and soft, then there is some obstruction. And these obstructions, when you have it to suppress, then these obstructions develop a pathology of the particular tissue level. And gradually, the ama, the toxins more collected there, and then it disturbs the other body tissues as well as. For example, cholesterol. Cholesterol is also a excessive fat in your blood capillaries, in arteries, in veins. It can be in arteries and it can be in veins. Probably mostly in arteries. That's why they do the bypass surgery to cut down that artery or the vein and supply some another artery and vein to bypass the blood for the heart. But what is that? The slowly toxins deposit in the artery or vein and narrowing the space, so supply of the blood is blocked. So the activity of a particular organ is blocked. No, thrombosis is a different thing. It's just a blockage of the tube. Like there is a pipeline. It is flowing quite long time. Slowly garbage collected, mucus and saliva and slime, and it make obstructed, narrowing the waste pipe. When it's narrow the waste pipe, then you need to pressure to flush it out. That is called high blood pressure. This is one reason. Due to cholesterol, your blood pressure go high. Because heart have to pump it forcefully. Sorry? No. That is not only sign. I am saying already. This is not only. This is just one sign. You can get hypertension just by the tension and blockage in your emotion. The blockage of the emotion. We are talking about emotions which is gross. But you have very subtle emotions. Conflicts. Confusions. You are struggling between two thoughts. That is also a blockage. When you not comes out from your own views. Should I go or should I not go? Should I do or should I not do? Plus and minus. Positive and negative. These things also create a pressure in your nerve impulses, which can also create the pressure of the body. Like fear. A emotion of fear produces more urine in your bladder. If you look very simple, the kids pass urine during the fear sometime. They just water comes out. Because the complex of death or some shock which affect the nervous system and block the natural function, and artificial stimulation passes the impulses. Yes. What is the normal pressure? It's varied person to person. According to the modern medicine, it is 120/80 for the healthy person. But it's not true. According to the medical science, low blood pressure is not such a dangerous, so they won't worry about it. But the cause of the low blood pressure is a low rhythm of the heart. When your cardiac muscles goes weak, then it's not able to fully pump it. Or due to there is some kidney function which is not filtering fast uric acid, that it simultaneously affect on heart. There is a low liver function. When your liver is weak, your agni is weak, so fire is not burning the toxins properly. That's why it blocking the air, which is carrying out the blood from one point to another point not properly. So low rhythm. That is called low blood pressure. But the normal values of the medical science, which is 120/80, is not exactly the right answer for the blood pressure, because blood pressure varies. For example, like I give you a very practical example, near about 40 years before, my father gets some chest pain in the heart area of the heart. So he was deputed at the time with the charitable dispensary of one ashram, and his monk was very dear. He keep very love and affection to my father, because at that time there's 300, 400 patients every day he is distributing free medicine in Vrindavan, from in front of Ramakrishna Mission Hospital. So that monk sent to my father, no, you should take it seriously. You should go hospital and check up it. So they bring him to the hospital, and in the hospital, the cardiac specialist, at that time Dr. K. Gopal was very new. So he was measuring the blood pressure and checking. He said, you should must, and there was one allopathic English doctor, Dr. John, a long time. So they said, you should must take rest bed. Rest in bed. Your blood pressure is 60 by 80. 60 by 80. You know, upper was 80 and lower was 60. But you should not allow to move at all. And my father said, well, something is my definitely, but he was still feeling little pain. So he's slightly confused with the Ayurvedic approach that I'm not that much seriously sick. How much they are telling me to be rest in bed, you know? Like a normal. But sometimes people do some over. They have to listen to the instructions, but not consider the practical approaches also. So then my father said, please, I have some pain. Give me some painkiller, pain reliever. So he took some pain reliever at the time. They gave something and they said, rest in bed, and we have to hospitalize you for 10 days or something like that. And my father said, well, I do not have money. I need to bring the money from the house. So that hospital say, oh yes, must bring the money from the house. So he moved out from the hospital, and at that time my grandfather used to live for 30 kilometers away from the house, from Vrindavan, just in Braj Mandal. So he drive the motorbike, he tied his chest with the cotton cloth, with the muffler, and then he drive his motorbike to go to the village, and then he have lots urad dal and chapati, handmade, you know, the village food, and lots peanuts and gourd. He eat everything, and sitting with all his old village friends and talking and laughing overnight, and then morning time he further start his bike, and he join his duty 7 o'clock in the morning. And then he further went back to the hospital, and he just lay down on the bed. And they say, please check my blood pressure, what you saying? Oh, you bring the money? You took too late, 24 hour late. Well, yes, no problem. They checked the again blood pressure, and it was also same, 60 by 80. And then they says, oh, you are in same critical situation. You brought the money? My father say, yes, I brought the money, but I think I'm all right. Well, why? Well, I have drive my bike 60 kilometers. I have eaten this much bunch of chapatis and urad dal, and have eaten overnight peanuts and playing with my, talking and laughing with my friends, and I further drive back, and I'm alright. So there might be some another reason of having chest pain, not this blood pressure. And it might be my healthy, it's my natural nature to be having this blood pressure. He still have the same blood pressure. It's just 90 by 65 now, or 70 sometime. So sometimes it is very unusual, the low blood pressure, like the pressure from the normal range. So what the science says, we have to not blindly follow up. I'm not saying you should not take care. You should care. But sometimes have to be look your general situation carefully. So this is normal physiological evidences which is varied from person to person. Yes. Actually, the devotees, those who come from the cold climate country and trying to live in the hot climate, but they not properly follow all the rules and regulations of the hot climate country. They still try to live with the same mind calculation as they used to live in their country. If they try to adopt the climate and culture of this country, and they try to live and follow up the program of this country, then they can easily tolerate it. I mean, when I go for 3 months or 4 months in cold climate countries, when as soon as I come in the summertime, I also get the same type of the problem. I can just go, my blood pressure low and heat is too high, but I take 1 week time to adjust with the temperature. There is some adjustment procedure. So body take time to adjust, but like a normal routine body massage, if you start and if you are habitual to practice self-massage, which increase the melanin in the skin, which is Vrajak Pitta, a one kind of fire in your skin, which nourish the skin, your massage, that can easily fight with the change of weather, because the skin is the outermost layer of the body, which first of all comes in the contact of change of weather. And if your skin is immunized and well nourished, it can easily fight with that. So we understand that this is hot, but I'm not saying that this is not hot, it's really hot, but there is some procedure to adopt. It is also true that the black skin have more melanin comparatively the white skin, or you can say there is a different quality of the melanin. Melanin is a kind of a pigmentation in the skin, or we call it Vrajak Pitta, a kind of pitta in the skin which make the color of the skin. Yeah. Yes. That's all practical work which we are looking to. So, that needs some adjustment, but many devotees have adopted, like Bhuvaneshwar Prabhu. Bhuvaneshwar Prabhu, he is also from cold climate country and he is living now quite long time here, and when he was quite healthy, he used to bring the straw on his head for the cows when he is taking care of Gaushala. And my father know him and he says, this guy is just liver is broken, but I don't know how he's working. His liver is always weak, but he is in Maha Kitchen taking Maha Prasad, but he's careful now. He easily accepted that his body is sweating and fine and thing. It's just the mind how you accept it. It takes time. I'm not saying the physical body not give discomfort. For example, I go to the Moscow and there was minus 20 degree temperature, and it was very strong cold for me, and but I have to present couple of seminars, so they bring me out to going from subway to the road, and yeah, you have to walk on the ice and things. I passed easily 1 week there, and slowly I start to get my low energy, but my time of departure comes, so I come back here and my hemoglobin was, you can't believe, 4.2, which should be normally like 14 or 15 in normal my health. So that my hemoglobin dropped down, my fever was high, and my father said, well, look, this is just due to the weather change effect. My mother was worried, so they said, no, better you don't give your medicine, call the doctor. So they just call to make the blood test, some infection or something happened, just to watch. So they took my blood, and then that's why we find out that I have a low hemoglobin and little sign of jaundice. So they say, oh, there's a little sign of jaundice and we might need to transfuse the blood, the doctor says. And when I hear this, and I was watching my situation, well, no, it's not possible, consciously I will take the blood. If I am unconscious and I am dying, then you can try to make my life better. So I didn't decide, and I said, well, look, just give me 3 days, I will be over. Because due to the cold, my hemoglobin is, cold and make ice. So it's not coming in the measurement. That's my understanding. because I was in cold, so my hemoglobin is converted in ice, so it's not coming in. And when I come in the hot weather of India, it's melting slowly, slowly. It takes time and come in my blood, and then you can measure it. I was watching what diet I have to eat and controlling the loose motions and signs and symptoms, food chain. It's hard to get the prasad in the... I mean, there was a nice prasad in the Moscow temple. But still, devotees are very dear to do everything for you, but nobody do anything for you. I have 4 or 5 people always surrounding me, but it's hard for me to communicate sometimes what I want to eat. And whatever they cook, then you forced to be eat. It's very nice there. There's lots of ignorance. Full with the ignorance. I have 200 devotees in the seminar for 10, 12 days. They join whole program, 4 hours every day. But I don't know how many practicing. So, and then 3 days, 4 days time, I recheck my blood and it comes 10.2. And the doctor was surprised. How you Ayurvedic doctors just manage it like simply? When I haven't taken any medicine yet. This is just a natural process. We don't give time. Our mind is so rajasic, so passionate. I mean, death is sure. I'm not saying, I was a physician, that's risk all to me. For general person, it's very difficult sometimes to make all the decision because he don't know what's going on. He can simply go to the doctor and whatever doctor suggests, he have to follow the instruction. But our observation should be naturally, slightly, watch it. I mean, death is sure, no doubt. I'm not saying that so doctor have to close the eyes and just wait for the death. Have to take the some time, we have to take the action. And to save the life, we need to take the help of the Western medication sometime. Later on, you can follow up with the Ayurveda. Like in the case of uremia, your kidney is failed, you know, and your blood urea is increasing, 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 your hemoglobin is going down, your creatinine level is very high, and your whole puffy body, water is retention. I mean, it will hold up here, and if you not go for dialysis at that situation, if your medicines are failed, which is not working, you need to must clean out the water, whatever system is available, which just immediately pass out on the basis of artificial kidney. It flush out the urine. And then later on, you can take care, according to Ayurvedically, you can give up the dialysis. But actually, people get such a strong belief and faith on dialysis machine that they never try that much hard effort, how I can activate my kidney. Because medical science said, no, one time you are on dialysis, after that you will never come alive your own kidney. It's dead. Yeah. Sometimes we have to take the decision to save the life. But it's not we have to close our eyes. So this is a relation, you know, how the natural body, we have to understand the natural status and healthy status of our body. Then you can say, oh, this is some unusual within me. This is something unusual is going on. But if you don't know the healthy status, how you can differentiate? You are sneezing 2-3 times, I'm alright. You have a diabetes, I'm alright. You have hypertension, I'm alright just taking one pills. So, it's not alright, it's not total health. It depends on your physical work, but the principles are same. Food should chewed well, food should taste well, food should eat properly, silently, offered, neat and clean. These principles not lose, no matter if you are really physical hard work. Sometimes they show, oh, you are physical hard work, you just throw the food. Sorry, I missed the question there. More quantity of the food. Some people need. Physical work also have the relation with the quantity, because more consumption of the food to produce more energy. You not drink always same water. Sometime you have too much sweating, you drink more water. Sometime you are just in the hole, you are inside the house and you not feel more drinking water. But this food quantity also depend on the constitution. The vata constitution, pitta constitution and kapha constitution. Sometimes even a vata person also eat too much but never put on weight. Some people are very skinny and they try hard to eat and eat and eat but never put on any weight. And sometimes people are very big and they try to reduce the weight and eat very less and very less and very less, but still not able to reduce the weight. So food is not directly relation with the like a physical outlook. There is some abnormalities in that. So according to the physical work, food quantity changes. Look, this is another philosophy or policy that you have too much mental work, so you eat good protein and nourished diet, but don't do any physical work. Because the food which you eat through mouth, it goes first in tummy, not in the brain. So you, if you not have proper enough routine work of the body, it's not going to be digest and reabsorbed, and then it's not going to nourish the brain. So to getting the food from here to here, you need to do some physical work. So healthy body keeps healthy mind. It's not like that your mind is healthy and your body is sick, you will be all right. Actually, you have rajasic and tamasic mind then. Well, we always have sweet in first in our diet. We not take dessert at the end. According to Ayurveda, sweet is always first. And the food which you have, it's 80% sweet. The chapatis, it have sweetness. Sabjis, except the spices, it have sweetness. So, milk products, yogurt, rice, whatever recipes you have, cakes, halwa, puri, these all are sweet, sweet actually. So that's naturally goes in more. But if you think just put a cup of glucose and drink and mix glucose and drink and mix glucose and drink, it's not right way to send the glucose in your brain. You have to send the glucose through the metabolic process, and this glucose is available in different form. In wheats, in grains, in vegetables, in milk, in yogurt, in paneer, in halwa, in rasmalai, many varieties. But how much you eat natural and raw, that much helpful, more better for your system. How much you make complicated, then it's heavier and heavier and heavier. You can't digest every day a big plate of halwa. But if you take a piece of gur, which you put in the same halwa, you can easily digest. Yes. It's not bad, but it's not right also. Principally, the sweet is first means when you're really hungry, your appetite is high. In general, nowadays system, you take some soup. Why? To improve your artificial appetite. Because the soup have recommended in the modern dietary system. Take some soup. But what's the function of soup? Soup is an appetizer. So before eating, you should increase your appetite so you eat more to enjoy your meal. But who want to enjoy the meal? Your mind or your body? You have two type of mind. One mind who is looking the quantity of the food in the plate, and one mind which is sitting in your stomach. How much it can digest here? So if you look with this way, you never be satisfied. You want to be a full plate like that much. Otherwise you unsatisfied. But if you look this way, then might be a little amount of food is enough. Because you have to look the fire, the digestive fire, the agni of the stomach, how it is. And according to Mahatra Puna Agni Bala Pekhani, you have to take the food according to the digestive fire. So sweet is in first means your digestive fire is very high. When you take the sweet first, it will be very easy for digestive fire to assimilate and to digest the heavy food. Because sweets are heavy. All of sweets are heavy because it's made by earth and water. You know, heavy, weighty. Kapha food. Kapha food are all very nourishing food. Like milk, yogurt, paneer, butter. You know, all this is heavy food. Earth and water containing. Chili is very light. Just one pinch chili. Not like one cake of chili. So, when you send this and you're at that point when you chew the taste and well, you will not feel hungry after eating the dessert, same as you was hungry before the dessert. So after that you have a right feeling that how much chapati and other sabji you are going to eat. And that is enough. But if you take some soup and other things, then you eat plenty and dessert is compulsory. How you can leave the rasgulla on your plate? You will not offend Krishna. So, one or two, then it just slippery, it's a VIP. Very, very important person for the stomach. It just put in the mouth, it just slipped down. So then you lose your control that whether you are hungry or not, it will easily accept it. But the chapati and puris cannot be accepted if you're not hungry. Make sense? You're trying to understand what I'm saying? When the nobody likes to eat the chapati if they're not hungry. Nobody likes to eat the rice if they're not hungry. But everybody likes to eat the rasgulla, gulab jamun, halwa, pizza or cake or paneer. Whether they not have hungry, still they have capacity to hold it. So this is overloading. When you overload your truck, then it's imbalance. Yes. Passion. No. That's all the material which comes out by the question and answer. It's not just something I have to teach institutionally. If something which not work practically in your understanding, then this institutional subject is just useless. So, I'm going very good speed because this generally, this much lectures which I have given in these classes, it take almost 3 days time, means 12 lessons, 12 lectures, 12 classes. And it's already in the 8 days we have covered the 12 classes lecture. Because the devotees have some understanding of the ground of Vedic culture and some knowledge and have faster acceptance of the mind, body and concept, this thing. So the institutional matter comes out more faster. Now practical implementations are taking long time because being a devotee, being already accepted the Vedic culture and Vedic philosophy and Vedic, sometimes it's very hard for the other people, those who not have any Vedic study, to explain what is earth. They don't make any sense. This is earth or what's earth? How I'm taking earth in my food, how I'm taking water in my food, how I'm so it's take long time for them to explain even a definition of earth. So that's why this now all the theory which will come, it will come in discussions to cover up. These are, I think, is going practical way of understanding rather than putting more institutional. Because after that, there is all advanced topics for institutionally. So, I have to come now on the practical routine side. So, we have two ways to operate the practical routine. Either by the theoretical way to explain the practical or to explain practical in a practical way. which is not possible to be have here in Gurukul. Generally, we have like a 24-hour program to stay together and have to follow up the body routines. And I will do and I will watch what you doing. And then I will correct that are you doing correctly or incorrectly. Because mind understand, yes, I can do. But when you practically do, like learning, like you learn driving first time, I can give you all 6 lessons in a day, how to swim or how to drive. But I give all the lessons of the 6 steps in one day, and I pick up you and throw in the water. Are you able to swim? No. Because body takes time to adopt it. Mind can understand faster. So first step should be practice one day, then second day, then third day, then fourth day. After that you will be able to swim. So the theory, now time is that to implement the theory in practical approaches. So gradually we are coming here, like discussions about the urges and discussions about the mean is for that. And in between that, whatever theoretical part comes out, it goes according to the individual batch. Their theories goes according to individual batch. What they are understanding. It's not like something just fixed program, you just put it there. The program is fixed, but it goes according to the consciousness who is sitting in which way they want to accept. So, you don't put pressure on your mind with the watch that. Be misusing the time. We are utilizing. It might be basically you try to ask the question which particularly relate with your personal body and personal life, which you have some personal experience. If you are going to ask that somebody is doing that, what does it mean? In this country, this has happened, what's me? This is mind, which easily bring us from here to there. But I would like the focus, you should try to focus about these points when I say, well, dessert first or sweet first, let's think about it on your implementation. I say, I hate to eat the sweet in the first. Or some people say, I love to eat the sweet in first. Or the people never tried. So this need to be converted in a practical implementation. Now please tell me, how many people are not talking during the eating? I have given the first day lesson. Please, silently eat. Don't talk. Chew well. Taste well. Reception and register. How many of them you are remembering this point during the eating? One or two. Those who are practicing, please tell me your experience. What is the difference you have noticed? You are eating less amount and taking long time. Eating less, taking long. And you feel satisfied and filled up. This is the things to experience. So I would like to request that those who are not able to focus, it's a habit. We forget at the time, and when we read the news, the notes, then we realize, oh, I have to chew the well today, but I didn't chew it. Anyway, I will look tomorrow, and the tomorrow is gone. I make the sometime point listed, you know, keep on your table or in your house wall, so you can read it silent while you're eating. Because his mind is very tricky. Yes. Is that, what was your question? Excuse me. Is your, that question was related something like that, or you were asking something different? Okay. No, it's nice. We have to be expose our mind, because otherwise it just keep it here, it's trying here. Yes. Yeah. I will talk when I'm coming off. Any question regarding the body urges? Any question regarding the... Yes. How? I couldn't understand. What? If you have a wrong habit of eating? Sneezing. When you follow the healthy routine program, it will automatically come in balance. It's specific and as well as related with the holistic. It have simultaneously. Body is a one piece organ. It's not like just this section. Yes. Yes. It concentration. If you're not conscious about eating or you're not focusing about your meal time, then you lost your appetite. Like you are very busy in reading or studying, at that time you miss your lunch time. Some subject is very interested for you. You're feeling hungry, but still you not aware about it. You carry on by passionately studies. That's disturb the digestive fire. You know, when prasadam is ready, then you feel hungry. Look, this is also true, when you see the object, then your senses are ready for that. When you look, other people are eating food, your body also feel that I should also have to eat. It's simultaneously the mind, emotion, psychology, which work 20%. What was your question, Prabhuji? Who feel good? Who is I? Your body feel really relaxed after talking during eating? You really calm down? You overeat. When you're really in good rhythm, when you're really with the friend of good understanding, you overeat. Yeah. That is also the cause of problem. We have to make good friendship with the food. What you are doing, you're not conscious about that work. You are very conscious about very good friend, very nice talk. But there is a nice chapati, nice puri, nice halwa, try to make different. That's the presence of mind concentration. How we divert our concentration. I think this answer, to getting this answer is a very quick. Because until unless you not follow up and feel it, at least what I have said according to the manual, you be honest to practice for 1 month, to practice it that way, and then you practice with your way and compare yourself how and where you feel more good. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Mind is not going to accept like hypothetically or philosophically. Because one program is set. Oh, when I eat prasad, I talk, it's a wonderful. That's one calculation. But there are so many other wonderful things are also existing in this world, which we have not tasted, which we have not seen. For health-wise, the all body cells, rhythm, you are going to observe when you are conscious about eating. You will be able to watch your stomach, your liver, your intestine, your whole body cells, that what is going on. If you are conscious about putting the prasad. But this stage will come after a long time practice of conscious eating. It is not theoretically possible actually. So please, no problem. Hypothetically, you can keep carry on your ideas. But 1 month try to follow with that way. And 1 month you follow your way. Let's see which better. Yes. So there is a one point of which raised out, which we need to focus about the mind. I give the three definition of mind. Ekatvam, anuttam and vibhuttam. Ekatvam, anuttam and vibhuttam. And now this is the right time to explore. Because some of them you accepting that, okay, consciously eat and chewed well. So they might have too much surrender for Ayurveda, so they blindly accepted it. They used to talk while they were eating, but some of them did not blindly accept, just that don't talk while you eat. They, like as Prabhuji said, it's okay to talk and eat, no problem. We can control both things. It's true. That's the beauty of mind. And I would like to explain this beauty of mind, how it's cleverly interpreted the subject hypothetically without to be grounded physically. This is a quality of mind. Now, tell me, mind is one or mind is two? According to your understanding about mind. Manas, brain is not mind. According to Ayurveda, please never mind. Brain is not mind, according to Ayurveda. Brain is the organ for mind, where mind work. And that mind, which work on brain, have three quality: ekatvam, anuttam and vibhuttam. And these single qualities play the role sattvically, rajasically, tamasically. These three principal leading qualities of mind, which play the role rajasically, sattvically, tamasically. Now, according to Ayurveda, mind is one, ekatvam. That manaha is present with sattva, chitta, ananda. It is one and in the position of sattva. When mind is one and position is sattvic, means your concentration is at one place at one time. You fully concentrate and focus with the one point. Then you will receive these things in your chitta, in your consciousness, in your chetna. Then it gives you an internal pleasure. But if you are playing this subject of ekatvam rajasically and tamasically, then it goes in chitta, but not in ananda. It goes here, which we call happy or unhappy. The happiness and unhappiness is the subject of just consciousness, the chetana, the light of soul. According to Ayurveda, the soul, you see this, the soul, and then there is supra mental consciousness, and there is the consciousness, which is divided into two: subconsciousness and outer consciousness. So this ananda goes up to here, up to the soul, with the help of sattva. But if you are rajasically and tamasically up to the soul level, you might be happy for 30 years. Something, false truth which existing with you 30 years, and then you change your truth. You know? Like something which give you pleasure for 20 years. And after that you realize that this is not the pleasure for me. Now, I have to change my idea. You try to understand what I'm saying? That can go rajasic and tamasic. That long can go. But the sattvic relationship with the ekatvam of mana, the one mind with the sattvic concept, is a transcendental blissful moment which is always the same, no matter in which circumstances, in which position you are, it is going to be always be pleasurable. For example, if you are in a typical plane crash situation, still you feel happy. You enjoy, I mean. Otherwise, if you are rajasically and tamasically, that, for example, some days your flight is delayed, you feel very great. And sometimes your flight is delayed, you feel crazy. If you are late, you are trying to catch the flight, and you are late at your home, and at that moment if flight is delayed, you feel so great. And if you have to reach on the right time on that end, and you reach, you holding the boarding pass and you are boarding it, you have to speak in the seminar, it gives you such an intensive pressure to you, you feel so unhappy, oh, this aeroplane is just hopeless. Air India is just hopeless. Next time I will choose United Airlines. I will choose, that's the mind which can, I don't know. I really practically taking this subject on myself. I don't know how you feel. Your position is might be transcendental, but I am not on the transcendental level. I very clearly implement the Ayurvedic principle in my practical life. But someday, why we go in these two calculations? Why we will not always be enjoying whatever position and situations are available? This is the quality of mind, rajas and tamas, which bring us easily that I not enjoy here, I enjoy here. Why we are not able to be enjoy what Krishna provides at the particular moment? This is the rajasic quality and tamasic involvement of ekatva mind. Your concentration is not gone, you are one. You are sitting here, you are focusing here, or you are with the plot and thought with the one place, but still be not able. Like sometimes we are sitting in the class, or sometimes we are sitting with some job, or we are with some position. We are trying to forcefully ourselves very properly, but still not feel enjoyed. Why? Because there is some rajasic and tamasic involvement. It's not a bad sign. It's not the bad sign of the person. It's not a improperty in your, it's not something wrong within you. It is just a natural quality of the mind to get influenced by that. Anyone can. Like for, many times I get agitated. But as soon as when you, now it's a practice. We have to make ourselves high. When we make a manual practice, then we easily understand. Look, at this point, I'm really going that way. At this point, I'm really going that way. When you get this observation, then you can tackle and handle the worst situation happily, enjoying it. You try to understand what I'm saying? Or something going overhead? Yes. No matter what you does. Even if I have worked on that, when I'm passing a stool, I have to not force. I have to pass the stool subtly. Isn't that not necessary? On the pressure of my mind, on my clock that I have to jump somewhere, I'm forcing my stool to come out quickly. If you not comes out, I'm going out. I won't wait for that. As soon as you come with the slightly gentle, look, I'm not forcing. Let's think about where is the stool. You feeling heaviness in your colon or not?
mahurte uttishte jina jina nirupayan.
According to this is Shastra saying, I'm not putting any my over my personal experience. I just try to experience the Shastra in my life. That's the right way to practice Ayurveda. It's not like allopathic. If I have to give you aspirin, first I have to experience the aspirin, what it gives to me. That is fundamental differentiation. Ayurvedic doctors are lost their practices in India. 95% Ayurvedic doctor practicing allopathic medicine, so-called BAMS. Because they not practice Ayurvedic principles of the healthy regimens in their personal life. I am not saying that I am practicing 100%, but I am doing my best. In Kali Yuga, whatever in situation and circumstances I am, I can do that. That's all just on behalf of that little thing. Last 10 years I am traveling and presenting just one topic, not any other one. And the people, those who have experienced, they have given me return reply. I mean, this Shastra is quite a big. We are just little mosquito in that, which is trying to sort out this. But if you just go with the quality of Vibhutva, this is another quality of mine, Vibhutva. It is so big. It's so big that four Vedas, yes, this is four Vedas. And what is it? 40 chapters in the four Vedas. That much canto, that much slokas, I got in my, everything is set up. But to set up this everything in me, in my practical practice of life, it's a big challenge. There's a big gap between institutional knowledge and traditional knowledge. The gap between theory and practical. Our mind quality of Vibhutva is bigger. But Vibhutva also have sattvically. That's why people confused. You not rajasically and tamasically Vibhu. You have sattvic quality of Vibhu, which give you a transcendental vision to see something far ahead, to watch something behind. But if you are rajasically and tamasically, then your estimation will be wrong. Your calculation will be like Jyotisha. The Jyotish calculation is the teacher. The Jyotish, the astrologer, who is estimating your astrological chart, if it is rajasically approaching his Vibhutvam quality of mind, it's not able to give a proper estimation to you. Yes. Naturally. They interfere each other very fast. Going in the future project, there is a one sattvic quality also existing. When you go in future project. This is also have the sattvic, that's a very tricky situation here. To practice it. The Vibhutvam quality of mind when you are sattviki, you go in future project. But where you are tamasic and rajasic, when you attach to the project, you complete it. And then you are passionate to do it. That is what involved your projects are rajasic and tamasic. That's make you sick. The big project we can imagine it sattvically, but when we forced ourselves to complete the project, that is the Vibhutvam Rajasic quality. And when you are Vibhutvukli Rajasic, then you automatically Vibhutvukli Tamasic. You are buying certain diseases which are going to come in the market after 10 years in your life. That's why sometimes people say, oh, next 2 years will be my stressful. Many people come, oh look, this is next 2 years will be really very stressful. So they already know that it becomes the project of stress which is they are already preparing. That is the rajasic quality of mind. That's you who make this decision that will be stressful period. Who is able to make this decision? That is your sattvic quality of Vibhutvam.
your sattvic quality of vibhutvam is able to observe that that period will be my stressful. That's also you. Try to understand here. That's also you who is making this decision. The next 2 years or next 2 months will be stressful for me. That's you. That is your sattvic quality here which is analyzing this thing. But how to increase more sattvic quality so you can control this? That you will not get stress. You need to prevent that stress. Because stress is not healthy in any circumstances. Anger is not healthy in any circumstances. Because who is going to control on that? Because mind is what? Ekatvam. You do not have two minds. And that's why sometimes people are confused. Oh, I can control with my sattvic mind, with my rajasic mind. Mind is never be the boss of mind. Mind is not the boss of mind, and mind is one. For example, yes, please. The physical imbalances force you. The physical toxins force you. The body toxins force you to be go ignorant about the devotional services. And then your mind wants to force yourself for devotional services. That is a rajasic quality. If your mind wants to clean out the toxins first to your body, that is sattvic quality of mind. Make sense? Make sense or not? I am not disagree. I am saying to you 6 months regulated practices. That's your choice. How you would like to go? I do not have any problem to teach here. I do not have any problem to lead this thing. I am happy with my subject. But honestly, without going in Mangala Aarti, if I can glorify the Mangala Aarti, it's an illusionary explanation. Without experiencing my presence with the morning Mangala program, and say, oh, Mangala is so great, wonderful, beautiful, just by reading some newspaper. But when I really go, then I have to experience it practically, how it is wonderful. Then this is a sattvic quality. Same way, the Ayurvedic things which is we are explaining, which need to practice in daily routine, that's also have the same effect. Let me complete this topic. Mind is one. To give you more focus, because the terminologies are different in speaking in the English language. When you are seeing me, or when you are seeing something, at that point you cannot be 100% present, 100% hear me. If you concentrately watching me, you cannot hear concentrate 100%. When you are trying to hear me 100%, at that time you cannot watch me 100%. When you are trying to touch something, you can't see 100%. If you want to touch the 100%, you cannot see at that moment, you cannot hear at that moment, your concentration will be divided into 5 sections. Why? Due to the 5 elements. The 5 elements which represent the 5 knowledge sense faculties, which is touch, vision, hearing, taste, effect lives together. For example, the element of earth molecule have 50% earth particle, rest of the water, fire, air and space.
This is a cross explanation regarding your minute unit of your quarks of the body molecule, whatever.
So it has a five element relationship. Now,
because when I'm talking about the concentration, that concentration is one. When I'm talking about the mind, is one. The mind play the role with the brain. Is that right? Try to understand. Mind play the role through the physical brain. And physical brain is made by five elements. You agree? The physical brain is made by five elements. And five elements have that relationship. So, for example, if you are concentrated with the smell,
earth has the sensitivity of the smell.
Okay? But this smell has
taste, vision, touch, and sound.
Taste, vision, touch, and sound. 12.5%. That's why it looks like that I can do at one time all job. But honestly, when I concentrate with the 1%,
the 50% concentration when I smelling, like this is the water.
When I smelling the water, I'm actually smelling only 50%. Because my nose, my nostrils, my auditory nerve, and my smell center in the brain is made by five elements which lives together, so it's also have the quality of other element. So I'm only able to get 50% smell, but rest of 12.5% my concentration shared with other element through this material body. And without help of this material body while you are living, if you are trying to smell something, can you tell me that you can smell? Yeah, your all concentration is not here. My English communication is not only your concentration. We can go more and more with the subject. Just don't worry about blind, you work on yourself. Like, you have your hand, okay? Can you see with your hand or not? You can't see 50% with the hand. That's what I'm saying. Mind is working very fast without thinking what I'm saying. First, you need to grounded the topic inside within you. Then you will be able to give me answer. If you just superficially calculate, there is a debate goes to how to defeat the mind. It's a very natural quality of vibhutva mind. We are not the reason. The jivatma is not the reason for these all nonsense. This is our surrounding of the ahankar and ego which bring us in that situation. Sometimes unknowingly we just jumped on unnecessary decision and then we think, why I am talking like that? Isn't that right? Sometimes we just jump on that. It's try to observe yourself. I observe personally. Sometimes I go in the classes over on one point. and then some consciousness gave me awaken. It's too much. And then when somebody awake me and then I will try to think about it, I also find that I have gone too much. And why I gone too much? I watch myself. Might be my rajasic influence of my brain tissues, which is going on too much on over one point. It's very natural. It's very natural. It is within everyone. And it's true. Sometimes, if you go in your personal body, physical situation, how you have been lived in last 24 hours, you will find that your rajas is high. For example, I was just meditating on Mataji's point on myself, that what's the mistake in me. And I'm trying to analyze myself that why the one point is going too much. We are discussing. This is fresh discussion. It's not just to pointing the Mataji or pointing someone. It's a very fresh discussion. And I was meditating just, my conversation is going with you. Same time, I'm trying to search myself. You know, that is the quality of Vibhutva mind. And I was searching. Beautiful mind. Vibhutva. So I was going on myself and I watched my last 24 hour. And when I watched my last 24 hour, I have not proper sleep in last 24 hour. I went to Jaipur yesterday at 10 o'clock. I left and I drive 5 hours. I reach in Jaipur and then I was meeting with 10 people in 10 places, different, up to 10 o'clock. Then I went to join one marriage function of my professor's son. So I went there up to 12 o'clock. Then I was waiting for my driver who got sleep. I couldn't get sleep. Because I have to come back to my hospital at 8 o'clock. So I was waiting for my driver and up to 3 o'clock I couldn't get sleep on the railway station. We was parking our car there and I was waiting for him when he come. Somehow or other I searched him and I got him and then I start 3 o'clock midnight my drive back to Vrindavan and I come here 8 o'clock at Mathura hospital before my patient reach there to take care of them. And then when I come back 12 o'clock from my hospital, I say I will definitely sleep for 3 hours before going to class. That's natural because I was tired. But few things happen in the family. There is a Dasara festival and you have some ceremonies and prayers and ding 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 ding. Couple of guests come and I couldn't get sleep. I just get half an hour, 15 minutes sleep before. That's why I was late. And when I run from there, I have to speak for class and I'm late. People might be waiting for me. I force myself and then I come. I try to cool down my mind, peacefully chant the meditation, om and other things. And try to work on the points individual level. But it goes in one side. I have to be when 20 people are sitting. Generally, the mind have to observe that you have to be satisfied all 20 people, not one or two people. Otherwise, one or two or three people bring the whole class. Because you all are in the teacher position. Some of them, you teach the classes. One or two student questions, beautiful mind, bring the whole conversation in the question and answer, question and answer, question. You go in the side trace and you definitely leave the main stream. And that's the beauty of rajasic mind. No, I'm doing right. It's very, sometimes it's very difficult to be just find out immediately your mistake. But if you consciously try to analyze yourself, you will see a genuine reason on the physical level which will tell you that it's not right. Totally. There is a right, but like at this much right. 50% observation of the smell. So I was saying here, that's my situation of my brain tissues, which is my computer was downloaded in last 24 hour time. If I'm not presenting myself very properly in the class, please forgive me. But still I'm trying to serve by my rajasic mind of quality. That touch sensation. When you are trying to touch, you can see only that much percentage.
12.5. Like when you touch the honey, when you touch the ghee, when you touch the rose water, when you touch the cotton cloth, when you touch the makhmal, the soft cloth, when you touch your own personal partner, when you touch somebody else, you can differentiate that this is honey, this is ghee. So you have some vision in your skin due to presence of this. Now, I was saying that because the mind have to use this physical body, and physical body is made by five elements, so when our concentration is with one point, still it goes here and there and here and there. But if we try to bring our concentration 100% with one sense, whether it is for vision, whether it is for hearing, whether it is for smell, whether it is for taste, we need to focus 100%. Then we can be concentrated for sattvic, and that goes in chitta, that can provide ananda. Otherwise, these four sections, you want to smell something, but these four sections of our Buddha, the material nature, the material, this is jnanendriya, this is knowledge senses, and this is also the subject of knowledge senses. But one time my mind is work with the one knowledge senses. But because due to the involvement of Bhuta Indriya with the five elements, I am naturally forced in this material nature, in this Mrityuloka, to have this relationship also. That's why when I'm talking, you are hearing, but seeing also to me. But you can speak also. You can feel also, you can think something where else also. So, this five element relationship is always wanted us to go divert from the topics, to divert our concentration from one place to another place. Where I like, and the quality of the vibhuttam of mind, the quality of the vibhuttam of mind is very quickly go outside. What you are doing, that's, you say, that's I'm here. But you want to go naturally other side. That is the quality of mind. I think some function is going on. So, anyway, I stop myself. We will keep continuing. Tomorrow is off. Wednesday and Thursday we have off. If anybody have to go, they can go, or somebody have to discuss the question.
Who is the best to touch and smell? One, develop that with any fully purpose. Why not people who said that purpose on one?
How it is possible? Okay. Because you do not have equally related elements in your...
That. Can it actually be someone through a sattvic condition or something?
Sattvic quality is the with the egotam. The Satta Chitta Ananda. That is just one with it. Yes, that is called Trikalakya in Ayurveda. Trikalakya. Who have quality to watch in three times, present, past, and future. Those who have quality to know in three times. But reach on that level or to understand that person, we also need to develop certain qualities so we can understand that this person is Trikalakya. How do we know that who is Trikalakya, or what is the meaning of Trikalakya to explain certain subject? Somebody who is Trikalakya, who is transcendental, who explains something, but are we qualified to understand that transcendental vision information, or I am taking this transcendental vision information with my own speculation? Then I twisted the transcendental information according to my liking, according to my requirement, according to my needs. That's why this all religion have been twisted and twisted and twisted in last thousand years. This is very natural tendency. That's why in Vedic culture, the theory is just not the theory, but to really practice in the life. To balance the five element material body in a transcendental level so it can be understood. That's why we need to clean all five element tissues, body tissues, which is made by five element in a balanced rhythm, so we can do a better performance about our one concentration. That's why this body is need to be clean. The brain tissues need to be sattvic. Yes, I'm going to tell that. Yes, definitely. That's the next topic. Here, last. First you clean and then talk. Okay, we can just do some charts.